When starting out with process optimization, you often have the question, where to start? And instead of trying to kick off at every point in the organization where we have or see need for improvement, you can use what's known as the process map for on management level to decide on which areas of your business system to focus on first. And today, in today's business, most organizations already have implemented process maps for their quality management systems. But a lot of companies do not use this really to drive the business and to drive business improvement, but mainly as a documentation that they know their processes and that they can comply with the ISO standards. And this is where we mean that when you have to do something, then make the most out of it. So I'll come to the process map in a few seconds. What we like to show with that is that use it for a focused top-down approach for process improvement, for orientation on what areas to focus on first. And by doing so, you can also help improvement teams to focus on the right areas. And the second part of a process map, if it's designed to reflect your customer focus, then it also helps the organization, throughout the organization, to focus on core processes that add value for your customers. And basically, you can organize your processes in three groups: management processes, operational processes, or you can also call them the core processes, and supporting processes that are needed for operational processes. Here's one high-level example of a process map trying to display what I've just outlined. To the left, you start with an input from customer interested parties, their needs and expectations, and just try to capture that through your operational processes and finally meet customers' needs and drive their satisfaction. On top of this, you have the management processes that are trying to keep the organization on track, on goal, and what we call here the management responsibility, for example, that's where you get the business planning and goal tracking of the organization. Resource management, maybe human resources, maybe equipment, maybe finance resources that are needed. And finally, on the management process level, if you are tracking your performance, then you'll need measurement analysis and improvement initiatives. And on the other hand side, supporting processes, without these, you will not be able to to drive your core processes, marketing, finance, accounting, and so on. This map, of course, will have to be individually detailed to each organization. This is one example for a typical example for an organization that is putting products to the customers. If you are producing services or you would be a public organization, then your operational processes will be slightly different, but overall the business system will be quite like this. What I also try to emphasize with a top-down approach is that each of these boxes, they do not define one process, but normally a set of processes. But to find out where you would like to put your focus, then you should start on this level. And for instance, if you would like to optimize your purchasing processes, then you start with a box purchasing. You know that you'll have interaction with design and development, and you also have strong interaction with production, but you focus first on purchasing and then dives into the set of processes that lies behind that. And this is what we have found being a key for successful implementation of process improvements, not try to optimize, say, all the areas simultaneously, but focus on one area, get results, and then move to the next area.